The Los Angeles Police Department will soon be the largest in the nation using drones. On Tuesday, an oversight panel in L.A. approved a year-long test of drones to aid in policing. The decision was made despite criticism from activists concerned about privacy or unfair police practices. Ben Johnson covers tech for Here and Now and joins us in the studio. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
So first, explain to us what technology they will be using in LA. What kind of drones are these and what are they meant to do?
So a couple of things to note here, Jeremy. On the one hand, the LAPD is talking about using just two so-called unmanned aerial systems, aka drones. So this isn't exactly a drone swarm yet, so to speak. What it will likely be is two quadcopter-style drones. They've got legs to land on, maybe some microphones or audio recording equipment, a camera, and four rotating blades. That's why it's called quadcopter. They'll be controlled remotely, likely by a person who's very close to where it's flying, not a more long-range device like what the military uses. What these drones are supposed to do is provide backup to officers on the ground in terms of information gathering, situational awareness, as it's called. Only high-ranking officers will be allowed to approve a specific use of the drones, and the drones will reportedly only be used for really high-risk situations.
And there are people who are against this move. Of course, yes. The LAPD hasn't always had a great reputation in terms of their policies or how officers have behaved in the field. What kind of overreach are LA residents worried about?
Yeah, I think the police department's record of abuse in the eyes of a lot of civilians makes this pretty controversial. There were protests at the hearings of the civilian commission that approved the year-long program this week. Drones are loud. They can be dangerous when they crash. And there's a host of privacy concerns. That's what a lot of people are talking about. Can a police drone fly over your yard? Is that different from when a police helicopter flies over, probably at a much higher altitude? What is done with the recorded data, if there is any? Where is that data stored? Now, interestingly, the LAPD already had two drones that it was given by Seattle police, who were eager to get rid of them because of criticism from the public. That was back in 2014. So the question here is what's changed? And I think the answer is drones are more accepted as part of the future. I mean, Amazon's been testing them for delivery. Kids are asking for them for Christmas, obviously very different versions of drones. And a lot of much smaller departments have been testing them as well in certain places, thanks to a relaxation in regulation for law enforcement that was approved by the FAA a little while back.
And we mentioned that LA is the biggest police department that will be using drones. Chicago and New York do not use drones, but it has been used. They have been used in other cities. Do we know how that's been? How's the success?
Yeah, so it's still very early days. This is part of why the program approved is only on the books for a year. It's still a very new technology, Jeremy, in a lot of ways. What has been interesting to see is smaller departments using drones to help them with interesting kind of search and rescue operations. So drones can cover a lot of ground in a short period of time. And this has happened in Wisconsin. Another thing like this happened in Iowa about a year back. And these are very different use cases than in the urban environment. So we'll have to see how that plays out.
You know, this sounds ridiculous, but I wonder if the police drones should have flashing lights and sirens, because these days anybody could fly their drone over your backyard and you want to know if it's the police.
It's very true.
Ben Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now, thank you.
Thank you.